China has reported an unexpected fall in its exports, putting pressure on the government as it pushes through a rebalancing of the economy. According to new official figures, exports fell by 3.1% in June from a year earlier. The weak overseas demand for Chinese goods came as a surprise to analysts, many of whom had predicted an increase of around 4%. Imports over the same period fell by 0.7%, pointing to subdued domestic demand. The overall assessment of the General Administration of Customs was downbeat.
China's imports and exports growth rate in the second quarter of this year slowed down quite markedly, especially in May and June. Imports and exports look grim. I believe this is a result caused by many factors. I should say China's foreign trade faces severe challenges.
A year ago, economists were urging the Chinese government to move away from relying on exports and investment to drive national growth. Now they say there is no choice. On the trade front, the slump in China's overseas markets has been added to by increased domestic labor costs and a strong yuan. A dangerous buildup of bad debt in the Chinese economy, meanwhile, has forced the government to end its policy of boosting investment through easy credit. Prime Minister Li Keqiang, who heads the government's economic planners, is now trying to push through a package of market reforms.
Li Keqiang wants a decentralized government and a streamlined bureaucracy to give more play to market forces and personal initiatives. To achieve sustainable growth, we need free market reforms and private investment. A market that depends on government stimulus is not a healthy market.
The key analysts say is to push hard enough to pass the reforms needed to keep the economy growing over the long run without causing job losses that could threaten social stability in the short run. Due on Monday, economic performance figures for the second quarter will show how much room the government has for maneuver. Stephen Ribe, Press TV, Beijing.